The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 1st of October, folks, 09. Yes, where has the time gone? Continuing with this story on America's police force, while there are some skeptics among hardened officials, all seem to agree the city has to take a chance on APF. Two Rivers has gone into default on its bond payments for the empty jail, and the agency is nearly out of money. Question is why did they build this jail in Hardin, Montana, when there was no need for it in the first place? And it's been sitting idle for 2 years. The jail has also caused a rift between county and state officials over contracting for out-of-state prisoners, prompting a lawsuit in which Hardin prevailed. Besides, Hardin has nothing to lose. The money is being risked with the contracts is APF's, said Peterson, who is Hardin's superintendent of schools. Oh, boy, I want these kids riding shotgun over my children. Now, there is other information on this story, but I would consider it to be superfluous at this point. Now, who is the American police force? Now, according to this story, it's connected with a well-known company that has provided security and detention measures internationally. Could this be a front company for Blackwater? Yeah, remember how our soldiers felt about that one? Paid mercs getting big, big money, while the people in uniform in the United States military were having to have their family or loved ones send them protective vests for use in the Middle East. But Blackwater and Halliburton, boy, they had all the stuff that they could use. Nothing was too good. And that caused a big rift and dissension among the rank and file in the military. You know, if you think about this, folks, if we're going to have wars that are not going to be declared by Congress, and then you underfund those people, first of all, you put them in a position of a no-win scenario to begin with. Because who is the true enemy in the Middle East? The Taliban, which shut down almost all the poppy production. Well, we're at war with the Taliban now, and guess what's up and running full tilt boogie? That's right, heroin production. We'll take the break. More on this subject when we get back.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper?
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, let's hear from what some police are saying about this. The editor-in-chief of Officer.com, Frank Borelli, he said, via email, I received this link to a story that concerns me. The story is about a small town called Hardin in Montana. In Hardin, Montana, a private company named American Police Force Corporation has taken over both the city's non-existent police department and its empty jail. Well, they haven't had a police department up there for 30, almost 40 years. Okay, so I can hear a few people wondering, if the police force doesn't exist and a jail has no prisoners, then who cares? Here's why this bothers me. This is a private corporation, a for-profit company, that has taken over both the police agency the moment the first officer is sworn in and a jail. Such a company wouldn't have done so unless there was profit to be made. That means that to staff the police agency, they're going to hire people at certain wages and then bill the town for a higher rate so the company can make a profit. Now, it's still up in the air because the actually who has the patrol up there is the Bighorn County Sheriff's Department. I called them yesterday and told them who I was, and I said, can you guess the next question out of my mouth? And he said, yep. And he referred me to the city council over there, which, by the way, folks, they're not answering their phones at City Hall. Now, Officer Frank Borelli says, now, here's a real kicker. The jail is empty at the moment. What happens when it starts being populated by prisoners arrested by the private company's officers? Well, each prisoner will have a cost attached, and a higher cost will be billed to the town, county, or state so the company can make a profit off of each prisoner. Do you see the problem yet? If the company makes profit from running the jail, it also makes a profit from running the police department. Doesn't it stand to profit even more if it's using the police department to populate the jail? Now, I don't know how many people in Hardin, Montana, might end up in that jail, but he says, yes, I know. He said, I'm both paranoid and quite imaginative. Of course, that can't happen. It would require too many lawyers who work for a profit defending criminals, by the way, and too many judges, or maybe just a few, to, well, not to help the company, but not just get in the way. If the lawyers defend the clients, they make money. If the judges simply judge cases based on the merit, then the prison will eventually get populated. Ultimately, unless the population of Hardin and anyone traveling through it suddenly becomes perfectly crime-free, the company will make a profit. So what's the real problem? Well, RoboCop. Anybody remember the private company that took over the large city's police agencies? Officers were treated like crap, and when one died, it was considered the company property. Yep, pure science fiction, right? But if the company could take over the city's policing and make a profit, then how much more is possible? There's no way to police for profit and maintain integrity. This is one of the biggest criticisms of law enforcement in the Old West. Some city law enforcement officers were paid by the arrest. More arrest? Well, you guessed it, equaled bigger paychecks. When that's the case, how much integrity and impartiality can be maintained? Now, I understand that the company wouldn't be getting paid per arrest, but think about it. They'd be setting policy for the officers they hired, and they'd be generating profit for every prisoner in the jail. That's a very fine line to be walked to ensure integrity and impartiality in law enforcement. Of course, this may be just me being entirely paranoid and imaginative. On the other hand, if I were a citizen of Hardin, I'd be pretty concerned. Remember something, folks. When Blackwater was contracted by FEMA to provide security services after Hurricane Katrina, huge objections were made by politicians nationwide, and many citizens voiced their concern about a private police force. Well, the company representatives in Hardin even drove in behind the wheels of Mercedes SUVs with town police logos on the sides of them. Are you worried yet? Now, that wasn't an accident. They have been removed from those cars, but that's how they were introduced to the town. They had police. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org and actually see the stickers that were taken, the pictures that were taken of those stickers on those cars. They were quickly removed after a couple of days, and no, we're not going to be the private police force here in Hardin. I should certainly hope not. Another source on this is the American Police Force, the Next Great Militia, by Andrew Balansky. He says, think things in America can't get any more unsettling? Well, you're wrong. Meet the American Police Force, which will soon take over a Montana jail that once asked to house Guantanamo Bay inmates, and shocker, they're shady as all get out. Unorganized militias played quite a role in America's revolution, and they've been experiencing a bit of revival in the scary recent past. The anti-immigrant Minutemen are out in full force down Arizona way, while the once defunct Michigan militia itself seems to have revived themselves. They just had training exercise called Operation PETA Storm. But those groups are small potatoes compared to the new ultra-mysterious security force called the American Police Force, which just agreed to take over an indebted prison in Hardin, Montana, and sounds a bit like a militia, only far more organized, less forthcoming, and therefore more frightening. I'm not afraid of the militias in this country, folks. I am a part of that. I am between the age of 18 and 42. Well, I'm a little past 42. But that was the whole intent of people having firearms. They could be called up to defend this country. Well, here's some of the facts. The prison in question was built 2 years ago, but sadly never got off the ground. Earlier this year, desperate for funds, the prison put in a bid to take some prisoners from Guantanamo Bay. That effort failed. Apparently, because the city's economic group, Two Rivers Authority, just called on the APF to take over the prison's operations, although there's no official contract just yet. APF's website claims that the group successfully provided assistance and training to foreign military organizations in combating transnational terrorism and boasts that it is recognized as one of the top security and investigation forces in the world. Too bad no one's ever heard of them, even the U.S. government, a group with which the APF says it has worked. Now, not APF. Blackwater, but not APF. That's a brand new corporate creation. Give them a break. Mm-hmm. In addition to fighting terrorism overseas and defending democracy, the group's online digs say APF's Renaissance agents worked on kidnapping cases, investigate cheating spouses, and offer convoy security in places like Pakistan. We love a well-rounded trooper. A group spokesman who called himself Captain Michael told local news channel KURL8 that APF's more interested in setting up a $17 million training camp than in operating the prison. This man would not specify how they plan to use the camp. Now, I'll get to Michael Hilton here in a minute. You're going to love this guy. Another fun fact, the group's press secretary is a woman named Becky Shays, who used to be a reporter for Montana's Billings Gazette and covered the Hardin prison story. Now that she's in her new role, however, she's not big on disclosure. She told her former colleagues that she will not name APF's true leaders, the source of the funding, or how it plans to take its future prisoners. APF's lawyer, Mazar Mafi, a malpractice expert who has been hired a month ago, also offers few details other than the force is a satellite of a larger security firm itself. And he seems to revel in the cloak-and-dagger atmosphere. It will gradually be more clear as things go along. The nature of the entity is private security and for security purposes, as well for the interest of the clientele. That's why they prefer not to be up front. Kevin Flattery, however, discovered that APF's website shares an IP address with the Defense Product Solutions, which was founded in 2004, has contracts in the Middle East, and works with a man named Edward Angelino, who in turn has worked with the Military Incline Allied Defense Systems, Inc., and Defense Consulting Group, Inc., a tangled web indeed. The only other thing people seem to know about APF is that it has a fleet of Mercedes SUVs that say City of Hardin Police Department. They use a double-headed eagle emblem, have virtual offices in Washington, D.C., and registered its website on May 15, 2 weeks after Hardin made its Guantanamo request. The group may not fit the criteria for a good old-fashioned American militia, but their ominous takeover of a small-town police force sounds pretty paramilitary. Welcome to the future. Now, who is this only identified by this Shea, this reporter, that is now employed by the private corporation? Michael Hilton of American Police Force arrived in Hardin with promises of Mercedes police cars and expertise in operating prisons. He delivered the cars last week, but may have learned about prisons following a 1993 conviction for grand theft. Public records from police and state and federal courts in California show that Michael Anthony Hilton, using that name and more than a dozen aliases over several years, is cited in multiple criminal, civil, and bankruptcy cases, and was sentenced in 1993 to 2 years in state prison in California. Hilton pleaded guilty in March of 1993 to 14 felonies, including 10 counts of grand theft, 1 count of attempted grand theft, and 3 counts of diversion of construction funds. According to Orange County court records, he was sentenced to 2 years in prison, but it's really unclear of how much time he served. This is a brand new poopah that is up there fronting for AFP, a convicted felon, folks. Oh, you just gotta love these characters. We'll be right back.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. but it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Well, the court records in that case, meaning the March 1993 case, 14 felonies against this guy, that his real name is Michael Hilton, but they also include the aliases of Midrag Ilya Dokovich and Midrag Ilya Dokovich and Michael Miodrag. Hilton, who speaks heavily accented English, has told reporters that he is a naturalized U.S. citizen originally from Montenegro, a country bordering Serbia and once part of the former Republic of Yugoslavia. The same aliases and other similar ones, all with slightly different spelling, show up in many other court documents citing Hilton, including a May 2003 Orange County case in which Hilton pleaded guilty to driving under the influence of alcohol. The booking photo from the Huntington Beach Police Department from Hilton's DUI arrest on March 14th of 03 shows him heavier, beardless, and with a little bit more on his head now as far as hair goes. It also shows the same facial features, including a distinct arch wrinkle over his left eye, along with three deep brow furrows, small circular indentations in the center of his forehead, and a cleft tip on his nose. Michael Hilton and his aliases are listed as defendants in various Orange County civil cases alleging fraud and breach of warranty, including a March 2000 case where he's accused of fraud, larceny, breach of contract, and false pretenses. Court documents in that case allege that Hilton and others solicited investments of hundreds of thousands of dollars from the plaintiffs for the creation of a collectible Super Bowl commemorative coin. The complaint alleges that Hilton and others falsely told the plaintiff that the money would be used for the design and manufacture of the coins and to pay for the National Football League's license to produce them. In fact, the complaint states no such license was ever issued by the NFL. Court documents show that the plaintiff obtained a 2001 judgment for $200,000 against him, listing his aliases as Miodrag Dugovich and Miodrag Ilya Dugovich. Hilton also declared Chapter 13 bankruptcy twice during a 15-month period. Can't do that, but he tried. He filed under his real name, citing the aliases in November 2002, listing a Stanton, California home address and a Fountain Valley, California business address tied to the Belgrade Market Liquor and Deli. In February 2004, he filed under his real name, citing the aliases and listing a Santa Ana, California home address. He has estimated his assets at less than $50,000 and listed as creditors only a credit union and his landlord. Now, both bankruptcy filings appear to have been intended to delay conviction, or I'm sorry, eviction proceedings against him. Under federal bankruptcy laws, tenants are generally protected from eviction while they reorganize their finances. An Ang QD Nguyen, Garden Grove attorney, said that in an email that he represented Hilton's landlord in the eviction case against Hilton that was filed in January of 2004. And he said that the attorney said he filed an 11th-hour bankruptcy petition in which my office successfully obtained relief from the bankruptcy automatic stay in order to reclaim possession of the rented premise. He also has been named as a defendant in a July 2002 as part of a separate eviction proceeds before his bankruptcy filing. Chapter 13 bankruptcies generally remain on personal credit histories for 7 years and show up on a standard credit check. When asked on Wednesday about Hilton's business dealings before his involvement with APF, company spokeswoman Becky Shea said that information is not going to be made available at this point. Too bad. It's already out there. That's his private business. He is a man who distinguishes between private and business, between personal and corporate, she said. Shea said she would check with Hilton for a comment about his DUI arrest, but did not provide further details. She did not respond to additional calls made later Wednesday seeking more information about Hilton's other past legal problems. You see, that doesn't matter, folks. You know, what are you all complaining about? When you got a criminal running a criminal enterprise, hey, shut up. It's no big deal. This is just literally, this defies imagination. And these people in Hardin, you know, once all this gets out, these people that are trying to pull this deal off in Hardin, Montana, they might have to leave town. They might have to go bye-bye. Bringing in a private corporation, and apparently this looks like it truly is a front company. Truly is a front company for Blackwater. And of course, Blackwater turns around and claims that the APF illegally using logos and materials. Well, here's more to the story. Paul Watson said the American Police Force website pages, which clearly states that they run a Blackwater-controlled U.S. training center. American Police Force, the paramilitary unit patrolling a small town in Montana, has been exposed as being a front group for the disgraced private military contractor Blackwater, now called XE. The American Police Force website, on a page that has swiftly been deleted but remains cached, states that APF runs the U.S. Training Center, which proves a wide range of instruction and training for all types of law enforcement organizations, from basic firearms training to complex SWAT tactics. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Now, this gets a little darker and danker here. The American Police Force website, on a page that had swiftly been deleted, and I looked at the cache-aid page, states that APF runs the U.S. Training Center, which proves a wide range of instruction and training for all types of law enforcement organizations, basic firearm training to complex SWAT tactics. Now, the Blackwater website carries on its contact page the following address underneath the logo of U.S. Training Center, XE Services LLC, a limited liability corporation, P.O. Box 1029, Mayock, North Carolina 27958. XE Services LLC is the new name of Blackwater USA. In addition, the U.S. Training Center contact page carries the exact same address, P.O. Box 1029, Mayock, North Carolina. Now, the U.S. Training Center is run by Blackwater. Indeed, the U.S. Training Center website can be accessed via Blackwater's forwarding URL at blackwaterusa.com. According to the February 09 New York Times article, the U.S. Training Center is a Blackwater subsidiary that conducts much of the company's overseas operations and domestic training. Blackwater changed the name of the facility from its old title, Blackwater Lodge and Training Center, earlier this year when they also changed their name to XE. Since Blackwater runs the U.S. Training Center, and the American Police Force stated on its own website before it was deleted this morning, that it also runs the U.S. Training Center, there is no other conclusion to draw but that APF and Blackwater are one and the same. Or in other words, APF is a front group for Blackwater. Now, the fact that American Police Force attempted to hide the link by deleting the page on their website can be further evidence that they are trying to conceal the fact that they're nothing more than the front group for Blackwater. The U.S. Training Center is the training facility for Blackwater's front group, American Police Force. This means that the new training facility that the American Police Force are trying to build in Hardin is another Blackwater training facility. This also means that Blackwater troops under the guise of the APF have been patrolling Hardin, posing as law enforcement, are now attempting to boss the $27 million detention center recently built in the Montana town. Many people have expressed suspicions that the convicted criminal running the American Police Force, Michael Hilton, is not really the leader of the company, but is merely the go-between for his bosses. This is now confirmed by the revelation that APF is a front group for Blackwater, or XE. APF's reticence to divulge who their parent company was to reporters is also explained by the fact that they are the Blackwater front. Folks, this just gets weirder and weirder. So when we have true fascism in this country, we have the corporatist, elitist America. Why wouldn't they have their own security forces? Why wouldn't they do it? They can afford to pay them. You know, the problem here that we had with Blackwater and Halliburton personnel in the Middle East was that they did not fall under the UCMJ, the Uniform Code of Military Justice. They were outside of that law. You know, there are things that our soldiers can do, and there's a list of things that they cannot do. And that's by the Uniform Code of Military Justice, but that didn't apply to private corporation and private individuals. And speaking of which, and I'm sure there'll be more information about this, I'm telling you, I would not want to be a local politician in Hardin, Montana. I'm sure there'll be more news to come on it. By the way, Paul Craig Roberts talks about another war in the works. And just in case you forgot who Paul Craig Roberts is, he's a syndicated columnist for Creator Syndicate. He served as the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury in the Reagan administration, former editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Business Week, Scripps Howard News Service. He's a graduate of the Georgia Institute of Technology and holds a PhD from the University of Virginia. He was postgraduate at the University of California, Berkeley, and Oxford University, where he's a member of Merton College. Now, that's just to give you a little background on who this guy is, so he's no flunky pulling stuff out of places unknown. He says, does anybody remember all the lies that were told by President Bush and the mainstream media about the grave threat to America from weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? These lies were repeated endlessly in the print and TV media, despite the reports from the weapons inspectors who had been sent to Iraq that no such weapons existed. The weapons inspectors did an honest job in Iraq and told the truth, but the mainstream media did not emphasize their findings. Instead, the media served as the ministry of propaganda, beating the war drums for the U.S. government. Now the whole process is repeating itself. This time, the target is Iran. There is no real case against Iran. Obama took a script from Bush's playbook and fabricated one. First, the facts. As a signatory to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, Iran's nuclear facilities are open to inspection by the International Atomic Energy Agency, which carefully monitors Iran's nuclear energy program to make certain that no material is diverted to nuclear weapons. The IAEA has monitored Iran's nuclear energy program and has announced repeatedly that it has found no diversion of nuclear material to a weapons program. All 16 U.S. intelligence agencies have affirmed and reaffirmed that Iran abandoned interest in nuclear weapons years ago. In keeping with the safeguard agreement with the IAEA to be informed before the enrichment facility comes online, Iran informed that agency on September 21st that it had a new nuclear facility under construction. By informing the IAEA, Iran fulfilled its obligation under the safeguards agreement. They will inspect the facility and monitor the nuclear material produced to make sure it's not being diverted to a weapons program. Now, despite these unequivocal facts, Obama announced on September 25th that Iran has been caught with a secret nuclear facility with which to produce a bomb that would threaten the world. The Obama regime's claim that Iran is not in compliance with the safeguards agreement is disinformation. Let me call it what it is, a lie. Between the end of 2004 and early 2007, Iran voluntarily complied with the additional protocol, Code 3.1. That was never ratified and never became a legal part of the safeguards agreement. The additional protocol would have required Iran to notify the IAEA prior to beginning construction of a new facility, whereas the safeguards agreement in force requires notification prior to completion of the new facility. Iran ceased its voluntary compliance with the unratified additional protocol in March of 07, most likely because the American and Israeli misrepresentations of Iran's existing facilities and military threats against them. By accusing Iran of having a secret nuclear weapons program and demanding that Iran come clean about the non-existent program, adding that he does not rule out the military attack in Iran, Obama mimics the discredited Bush regime's use of non-existent Iraqi weapons of mass destruction to set up Iraq for the invasion. Now, the U.S. media, even National Public Radio, quietly fell in with the Obama lie machine. Stephen Tama of the McClatchy newspapers declared the non-operational facility under construction, which Iran reported to the IAEA, to be a secret nuclear facility. Tama reported incorrectly that the world didn't learn of Iran's secret facility, the one that Iran reported to the IAEA the previous Monday, until Obama announced it in a joint appearance in Pittsburgh the following Friday with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown and President Nicolas Sarkozy of France. Now, obviously, Tama has no command over the facts, a routine inadequacy of mainstream media reporters. The new facility was revealed when Iran voluntarily reported the facility to the IAEA on September 21. Ali Akbar Darini, an Associated Press writer, reported incorrectly over AP, Associated Press, quote, the presence of a second uranium enrichment site that could potentially produce material for the nuclear weapon has provided one of the strongest indications yet that Iran has something to hide. Darren Elliott goes on to write that the existence of the secret site was first revealed by Western intelligence officials and diplomats on Friday. He is mistaken. We learned of the facility when the IAEA announced that Iran had reported the facility the previous Monday in keeping with the safeguards agreement. Darren Elliott, untruthful report of a secret underground uranium enrichment facility whose existence had been hidden from international inspectors for years helped to heighten the orchestrated alarm. And there you have it. The President of the United States and his European puppets are doing what they do best, lying through their teeth. The U.S. mainstream media repeats the lies as if it were facts. The U.S. media is again making itself an accomplice to wars based on fabrications. Apparently, the media's main interest is to please the U.S. government and hopefully obtain a taxpayer bailout of its failing print operations. Dr. Mohammed El-Berardi, director of the General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, a rare man of principle, has not sold his integrity to the U.S. and Israeli governments, refuted his report. Quoting him, he says, accusations that information has been withheld from the Board of Governors about Iran's nuclear program. I am dismayed by the allegations of some member states, which have been fed to the media. That information has been withheld from the board. These allegations are politically motivated and totally baseless. Such attempts to influence the work of the Secretariat and undermine its independence and objectivity are in violation of Article 7.F of the IAEA statute and should cease forthwith. Now, as there is no legal basis for action against Iran, the Obama regime is creating another hoax, like the non-existent Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. The hoax is that a facility reported by the IAEA by Iran is a secret facility for making nuclear bombs. Just as the factual report from the weapons inspectors in Iraq were ignored by the Bush regime, the factual reports from the IAEA are ignored by the Obama regime. And just like the Bush regime, the Middle East policy of the Obama regime is based in lies and deception. And the question is, who is the worst enemy of the American people, Iran or the government in Washington and the media whores who serve it? Paul Craig Roberts is no... He's no reactionary. He just goes by the facts. And they're hyping this thing up. They are going to hype it. Sanctions a couple days ago were called for against Iran. And again, let me put this in its proper context. You have Israel, which has been funded for years to the tune of $15 to $20 billion to buy all kinds of military stuff from the United States. The United States took a back seat in 1948, but they were still on the playing field, they were still on the stage. When Britain and the United Nations helped set up the State of Israel. And since that time, they have occupied and stolen territory that is not theirs, and killed the Palestinians for resisting. But here's another fact that's never openly discussed on mainstream media. The Arab states in the Middle East are exceptionally nervous because Israel itself has up to 400 nuclear weapons of every imaginable delivery process. And as I've stated on this program before, for defensive purposes, I would not have a problem with Iran holding a few nuclear warheads for self-protection. They're not going to launch an all-out assault on the world, as Obama just put it. They're a threat to the world. Saddam Hussein was not a threat to the world. And Ahmadinejad's Iran is not a threat. You know what the threat here is? Israel. That is the threat to the Middle East. And all the while claiming that they're always being harassed and attacked. And no, that's what happens. People get a little pissy here. When you march in and you take something that isn't yours. That's where the resistance is coming to Israel. We have got to get out of the Middle East. You don't have to go too many years past here to see what the Russians ran into in Afghanistan. These people are poorer than... they don't have a whole lot of money. But you know what they do have? The ability to stand their ground and fight. And that was being declared, it looks like Russia has had its Vietnam. Folks, does anybody believe that our military didn't have the capability of taking Vietnam? If that was the true objective, to crush communism in that country, you mean to tell me, with all the money spent and all the expertise and the manpower and the firepower that the U.S. military possesses, that we couldn't win that war? Well, you know, we kind of set up a demilitarized zone. We let North Korea ship in all the little SAMs and be fed by China and Russia, arms, you name it. So it's no wonder that we couldn't win the Vietnam War. We couldn't really crush communism because we weren't allowed to. That's the real reason why Vietnam, why it ended up the way it did. So here we are in the Middle East, fighting the enemy, fighting the Taliban, fighting Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was the creation of our own CIA. You doubt any of this, folks, go research it for yourself. It is all true. Did I like Saddam Hussein? Not particularly. Did I know him personally? No. Did I know his sons? No. He was accused of killing 1,800 of his own people. Well, through our little foray over there, we managed to kill 1.3 million of them and displace a couple million people. I don't want to draw the corollary here between our own military. They're only following orders. Those orders are coming from Washington and the Pentagon. Soldier doesn't have too much of a choice here.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Well, aside from Bernanke lying today, saying that, oh, we don't expect unemployment to be over 9% in 2010. Well, you just heard Ron Paul and John Stewart last hour saying, wait a minute, no, unemployment's 20% or over. We've known that. So Uncle Ben is lying again. The very corporation that has taken a stranglehold of this country, it's got to go. Dow was down over 200 points today. And, of course, they just had to drive gold, well, right around $1,000. They can't hold that down forever. By the way, for the month of October, here's an announcement. We're giving to the people who are members of the archives a free membership to give to a friend or a loved one. A free 30-day subscription. How this works is simply this. Just email Sandra@republicbroadcasting.org and give to her your login name and email address you signed up with and the telephone number. Then give the login names and email addresses of the persons you want to give your free gift to. Now, folks, I'm warning you here. Just don't pull a name out of the hat. Talk to the people that you want to sign them up for. I want to make sure that they're going to use the information that this network, this facility, provides. So, again, just email Sandra@republicbroadcasting.org. Give her your login name and email address you signed up with and your telephone number. Then give the login names and email addresses of the persons you want to give your free gift to. It's our gift to you. Actually, to them. We're going to make their heads spin around a few times. George in Texas. Hello, George.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
I would just like to say, you know, about this... About this character running American Police Force. It sounds familiar with the multiple aliases. Don't we have one in the Oval Office that has multiple aliases? I don't really know what his name is.
Well, I was told today, and I wasn't able to locate the story before airtime, but in fact, the case for Obama here in a California court, and Americans for... Freedom of Info, I guess that's their name, has turned up that, in fact, Barry Sartoro, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama, was, in fact, when he was at college, did, in fact, receive funds, and he was a foreign student. So how does one become a foreign student, and that's your status, you get some funds, and then automatically... Can you, whatever is making noise in the background there, George, can you tone that down?
All right, I'm moving to another room.
Thank you. So that's the latest. I'll dig up the story, but that's the latest. And, in fact, Barry Sartoro was a foreign student, and he got some funds to go to college. So who's the guy sitting in the White House right now? Aside from being a little communist, this seems to have some traction.
Well, all I could say, and I try, you know, it's just like they had Steve Quayle on again. I'm surprised he didn't come on your show because I really think you have a lot of tough questions for him to answer. Well, I don't think you'd be the bobblehead host.
Well, I mean, I don't know what you're in reference to here.
Well, it's just, when he talks, it's just something just irks me about what he says. But
well, I'm not here to critique other talk show hosts. Use your own judgment on that one, George. All right, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow. I will have the rescheduled Joan Vion with us. And also, we have Rob Gray that's going to be down here at the Truth Seekers meeting tomorrow night. And he'll be in studio with me also tomorrow. So tune in then. Thank you very much for taking your valuable time out of your day to listen to this program. And thank the affiliates for carrying it, folks. We want our country back. We want our sanity, our lives, our children, our money, our liberty, everything. We want it back. We'll see you tomorrow. With recent